Everybody, it's Ezra Sanel stream, October 9th.
How can you spend money on your coach? How can you
be on the recording? I'll cut it out later.
What's the name of this class?
Say again?
Minchas Chinuch, sure.
Minchas Chinuch.
I can think of things they were doing the Gezerah if they did extra.
You know, they say that every Seder of Shas has its own distinctive personality, a certain surah that sugyas have. So the surah of Seder Noshim is different than Seder Zikin. I know for 3 years, since I came to Eretz Yisrael, we just been doing Seder Zikin, the three bavas. This is the first movement to Seder Noshim. So you could be margish a different type of, Gemara is Gemara, obviously, but you could be margish a certain type of mahalach. Mayed is different, kachim is different, you know, everyone is different. So I thought what we would do for a while is we would take some inyanim in the Minchas Chinuch, about inyanim of Ishus, which will help you in the Gemaras that you're learning and give you general ideas on some of these things. So for now, we'll start off with Yibum, Chalitza, and Get. And a lot of Hilchos Avadim, because in the Perakah Sholeach, I'm not sure if you're going to finish the Perak, but in Perakah Sholeach, there are many sugyas about Avadim. So it's Kedai to Stamazai over that. It's interesting because often in the sugyas of Avadim, in particular, there's a lot of very basic confusion because the Gemara, you know, in the Gemara we go through certain prate-pratin, but sometimes people don't have the... I'll give you just a very simple example. Everybody knows, if you've been learning, that an Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish Eved, is chayiv in mitzvahs keisha. But people think that just means I buy a goy as an eved, he's chayiv in mitzvahs keisha. That's not emes. An eved kanani is not chayiv in mitzvahs until he undergoes the equivalent of some type of geiris, such as bris milah and tefillah. If I stamazoi buy a goy to be an eved, he's just a goy. He doesn't become an eved kanani until there's a bris and tefillah. And strangely enough, there are some shittas that say you can't force him. I mean, you can't force him to be an Eved Kanani. You can force him to be an Eved, but you can't force him to take on the status of Eved Kanani. So it's a whole different picture. So things like that, sometimes people don't even know the basic idea. Anyway, but I want to start off with the Inyanim of Yibam. Now, as you already know, and anyone that learns Minchas Chinuch knows this, the Minchas Chinuch brings in Avadim in every single mitzvah of the Torah. Every single mitzvah of the Torah. Maybe the Minchas Chinuch's favorite discussion is how does it apply to a Chasi Eved Chasi Ben Charen. Mamash, every single mitzvah he'll discuss, you know, Chasi Eved Chasi Ben Charen, is he Chayiv in Shiluach HaKan, whatever it would be. So here, particularly in Yibam, he has some very, very interesting things. But first, let's go over the basic idea. Right? This isn't Parshas Kisaitse. There's a mitzvah in HaTorah that if a man dies without children, there's a mitzvah on his brother from the father. It has to be a paternal brother. Achim min ha'av, to be miyabim, to marry his brother's widow. And the idea is that if he has a child, that child is yokum al shem ames, which literally means he is mamalei makom. He fills the spiritual void of a knife. And the Torah says if the man does not want to do Yibam, so there's a ceremony called Chalitza where she takes off his shoe and she spits in front of him, not in his face, but front of means in front of him, not at him. And she says, Kacha Yeyosel Liish, so shall be done to the man, Asher Lo Yivna Espes Achiv, who does not build his brother's home. And it's kind of a disgrace. He is called Beis Chalut Hanal, the house of he whose shoe was taken off. It's actually a sign of disgrace that he did not want to be Baina Espes Achiv. Now what's interesting is, it's absolutely clear from both the Torah and from the Mishnah that the mitzvah is to do Yibam. But if you don't want to do Yibam, so the Torah says we give you a way out. But certainly, if you'd ask the Shaila, should I do Yibam or Chalitza? The Torah itself indicates the mitzvah is Yibam. In fact, Chalitza is not really a mitzvah. Chalitza is called a patur. Chalitza is how you get out of the mitzvah. But it in itself is not a mitzvah. It's how you get out. Okay. Now, what is a little strange is that this man is there. If the same scenario happens, even if the brother-in-law, the Yavam, is without a wife, he could get married. We don't let him get married. We say you must give chalitza. So how do you get from point A to point B? How do you get from the scenario where the Torah says there's a mitzvah of Yibam, but if you don't want, we let you do chalitza, to a situation where chalitza becomes mandatory? Right, so the emphasis is machlokes in the Gemara, because here's the thing. The paradox about Yavama is that actually one of the arayas in the Torah is a shesach. You're not allowed to marry your brother's widow. So if, for example, she had children, this would be an issur d'araisa, a chiyuv kares. Kedushin would not be chal. Elamai, the makom yibam, the very thing that is mamish and aveira becomes a mitzvah. So Abba Shol Tana, Abba Shol's Machadish, that since intrinsically Be'ilas Eish Yisach is an Aveira, but the Torah matters and even commands it because it's a mitzvah, if there are no children, so if a person is not Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah, if a person is Mechavin L'Shem Zunus or L'Shem Taiva, he is Oiver on the Isser of Eish Yisach. Therefore, Abba Shol Tainis, that if it's miskatnu hadairis, this was already in the time of the Mishnah, if it's miskatnu hadairis, and we're not capable of being mechavin totally l'shem shamayim, he says it's better to do chalitza than ibam, because otherwise you're pogeya in the yisra of eish yisach, shalom b'makom mitzvah, which is a chi of karis. Now, there is a machlekes apaiskim. If we paskim like Abba Shol, or we paskim like the Chachamim that say Yibam is Yibam, whether you're Mechavin or not, it's still a mitzvah. The Mechaber paskins like the Chachamim that says mitzvahs Yibam, kedemas the mitzvahs chalitza. So among Sfardim, the Psak Halacha is Yibam is appropriate. Ashkenazim are Machriya like the Ramah, and the Ramah paskins like Abba Shol, that if you're not Mechavin l'shem mitzvah, we only do Yibam and not chalitza. Now in Eretz Yisrael, because the Rabbanut tries to unify things, just like Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, they were Makabal one Spartan too in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, one of the early rulings of the Rabbanut was that all the what they did should follow the procedure of Abba Shol, and therefore there's no Yibam as man is there. But theoretically, Al Pi Din, Spartan, other than the Takanas of the Rabbanut and the like, which, you know, the Eidech HaRedes was also maskim to it, Al Pi Din Sfardim would be Nayag Yibam, even Bizman
is Hashem. Why didn't
it be that when Zayn is the whole session that they don't have much glass to turn around and they just want to wash it to the other way? Well, Lagabe Arayas they wanted to because again, the problem is that Abba Shol actually says that if you're not Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah, Karov Leos Havlad Mamzer, the blood that's born from the Yibam is considered to be kamat, not halachically quite, but spiritually, it has the taint of mamzeris. Now, if that's so, and if the Ramah paskins that these kids are like the neshama of mamzerim, so there was a kind of, we didn't want there to be a kilkel where people, Ashkenazim, couldn't marry Sephardim, etc., because you'd have a tarubus of mamzerim. You know, people wouldn't, as it is, they don't get married that often, as it were. So on inyanim like this, they felt it was kedai to make a uniform takana, not to be marbe. At least again, I don't want to say even abishol. Abishol does not mean it's a mamzer gomer. Abishol doesn't mean al pi halacha. I can't marry the child that's born from a yavama. But it means spiritually in ruchnius. There's a pagam kei mamzeris. Therefore, they were miyasted to come. Even Rav Avadja's itself. Now, Rav Avadja's big campaign was that you have to follow the Mechaber. He was against many Svardim who followed Ben Ishchai, followed Kabbalah. Rav Avadja said, no, you got to follow only the Mechaber. And Rav Avadja had another shita that Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael should have followed the Mechaber, because when they came in the 19th century, Talmidei Hagra, they were a miyot connected to Svardim, and they were mechayiv to follow Mina Kamak. This is his... he didn't push it too much because Ashkenazim did what they did already, but he actually tied it. It's not only Svardim that were mechayiv to follow the Mechaber. He says Ashkenazim were mechayiv to follow the Mechaber as well, because what's the halacha? When you move from one makam to another makam, and it's ein daita lachzer, you're planning on staying, you're mechayiv, that's a yetzim. You're mechayiv to go with the minhagim of the place you moved to. And that's what Ravadja's famous shita. That all Ashkenazim should have become Svardim. Now he's not saying that, he wasn't saying that now, because already it was this hapich, that Ashkenazim became at least equal in number, if not a row. But he says that he had Tainus and Talmidei Hagra who followed their own hachros when they came to Eretz Yisrael. He claims they shouldn't have done it. So that's why, but even Rav Avadja says that Makabe Yibim, he was Makabe the idea that it's, because there's a chashash of mamzeres, at least the ruchnius, you're not smart. I read an article once in Jewish Action recently about a man, he's an old man now, who claims he is the last child of a yamama. He says his mother the mother was a Sephardish woman, and this was before the takana of the Rabbanut, she was married for many, many years to a man, and she had no children. And everyone figured, she was not capable of having children. And when her husband died, she married the brother, and she had 10 children from the brother. And this man was the last surviving child of the Yavamas. He says he was probably the last child born from the Yavam in the world, as it were. Did I tell you what Maisa? This is such a beautiful Maisa. I may have mentioned before Rosh Hashanah. Rav Chaim Meiser Gudzinski was once stranded because of health. He went to a place in Germany, in the country, and he always tried. He used to go away for the summer because he needed asthma and other things, but he always tried to come back to Vilna for Slichus. And one year he couldn't come back. He was stranded. So there are Jews there, but they weren't that from. They certainly were not Talmidei Chachamim. So it's kind of, the Gadol Hador is like stuck in this place where there's no ruach, there's no avir of Yamim Narayim. So he's walking around, kind of dejected, and all of a sudden he sees a litvashi yid, a yid that looks like from Russia. So happy, he goes over to the yid and says, Shalom Aleichem, Rav Yid, it's so good to see a familiar type of person. He says, what are you doing here? So he says, my brother lived here. My brother had a little hotel here, and my brother died. And he left in Almana with three little children. So Nevach, I feel so bad for my sister-in-law to raise children alone, and I lost my wife, so I've come here to marry her, so I could help raise the children. So Rav Chaim Meiser is taken aback, because this is Nisr D'Oraisa, this is Eish HaSach, this is marrying your brother's widow when he has children. So he says, you can't do that. He says, listen, Mr. Raisa, how can you do this? So he says, I'm a Shomer Shabbos, but I don't do chumras, this and that. You tell me chumras. He says, this is not the Chai Adam or the Aruch HaShulchan or the Mishnah Berurah. He says, this is in the chumras. So he says, listen, I'm not learning that. He says, I don't know who you are. He says, as far as I know, it's a good thing to marry your brother's wife. Just because you say something, So Rav Chaim Meiser says, well, how do I convince you? Who can I tell you to talk to? He says, I have to hear from the famous Rav Grudzinski from Vilna. He says, otherwise I'm not Makabel, but any rabbi tells me. So Master of Klai Moser says, now I understand why the Hashgacha put me here before Chalichas, that I could be Matzah Le'yid from the Yisr D'Oraisa of Eishasach. This is actual Maizah Shalir of Shach used to tell this story, how wherever a person is, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts him there for a reason, and there's something that you can, you know, there's a reason why you're where you are at any given moment in time. Okay. Now the Ramban does say that before Matan Torah, there was an idea of Yibum that any relative, like Yehuda, was the father-in-law of Tamar, not the brother of, Aaron and Einan were Yehuda's sons. The Ramban says there was still an inyan of Yibum, even Kaidem, Matan Torah. That could also mean, well, it could be like this. It could be that, keep in mind, Eish Yisach is not an erva under the Sheva Mitzvah Shmeinayich. So the idea that you have to be machaveng l'shem mitzvah, that could gufa only be once the Torah made Eish Yisach an erva. In other words, once something is an erva, so you overcome erva only by proper kavana. But Kaidah Matan Torah, you didn't have those particular arayas, you see, so it wouldn't have been a problem until later. Okay. Right, so this is the union of Yibam and Chalitza and the like. Now, as I indicated, the basic conditions are fairly simple for Yibam. You have to be a brother, and the brother has to be from the Av. If it's only a brother from the Ein, two different fathers, there's no mitzvah of Yibam. And there is an Isra Erba. The Isra of Eish Yisach is even in the Ein. And second of all, there's a halacha that the Gemara says, in the second parak of Yibamis, that it has to be an ach who lived in the lifetime of the brother who died. So the Mishnah gives an example. If a man died, and after the man died, his mother gave birth to a baby, that is called Eishes Ochiv Shelo Haya Biolama. It is the wife of a brother who was not in the world at the same time. There's no din of Yibam. Now, the flip side of that, we can create an enormous hardship, because the implication is that if the brother was born 1 second before his brother's death, there is Yibam. So imagine this situation. Imagine a woman gives birth to a baby on Monday. 1 hour after she gives birth to the baby, she has, unfortunately, let's say, a married son who dies without children. It's a very big hardship. Because at that point, there's an issue in the Torah of Yivam Lashuk. In other words, I should have mentioned that. There's a law in the Torah that until a woman gets Yivam or Chalitza, she's not allowed to marry anybody else. So here's the question. She is what is called Zakuka. Zakuka means connected. Zakuka. Zika is the name of the relationship of Yivam. It's like a quasi-marriage even before the Yivam. She's Shomeres Yavam. She's awaiting Yivam. So, just in terms of basic ideas. What is the halacha if she is a Yavama that is Zakuka to a one-day-old baby? Okay? So the halacha is she's Zakuka. She's allowed to get married. Well, how long does she have to wait? So here's the thing. Chalitza cannot be given by a katan. A katan cannot give chalitza. So if what's going to happen is chalitza, she's going to have to wait 13 years. It's a little more natal. Yibam of a katan is a valid yibam when the katan becomes ro'oi labia, and a katan is ro'oi labia when he is ben teisha, the yomecha, which means basically his ninth birthday. So, at a minimum, if you're noyeg yibam, she has to wait 9 years. And if, like today, you're noyeg chalitza, she'd have to wait 13 years.
Would they do that to be noyeg to do chalitza at the expense of this woman not being able to marry for another 4 years?
Actually, that would be a question. That might be an interesting sad. It might be an interesting sad that when she's zokas to a kata, and it would be many extra years till she would be able to have chalitza, that might be a sad to be samech on the sheet of the paschim. It's shayach mitzvah. But the emes is, even this is not a totally satisfactory solution. I mean, let me tell you why. First of all, if the woman is 25 or 30, so she could have bia with a 9-year-old. What happens after she has bia with a 9-year-old?
She's married to her.
They're married. And he can't give a get till he's a gadol. See, chalitza is only before yibam. Once there's yibam, it's a regular ishus. Once it's a regular ishus, you need get. But a cotton can't give a get. So lamaise, it's not really, you know, I mean, it's not going to help her realistically unless she wants to be married to a 9-year-old.
Don't say his bia is not kind.
Well, that may be drabbanan. It might be that
really, it's your vice.
The righteous is not about it. Because the halacha is, even though a cotton is not a bardas, the halacha is that yibam doesn't need, since the ishus was created by a kaddish baruch Hu, so even though a cotton can't be makavish, a cotton could be kind of be a money. Because even though he's not a bardas, yibam doesn't need das. The Mishnah says even if the guy was asleep, there are crazy cases where she fell on top of him while he was asleep and he had kisha. No, that's good enough to be
kind of.
Huh?
That wouldn't be
even like Abishol, because Abishol says without das you have an aveira, but he's mightier that you're kind of without das. Abishol does not say you need kavana to be kind of. He just says you need kavana, that it's a mitzvah rather than an aveira. So the emes is, you know, your solution would not be realistically that much of a solution anyway, unless she wants to stay married to the guy, to the kid. So, a wife having to mother her husband, I guess it's going to be a literal sense and the like. But, so it's a hardship, because the only thing we exclude is Eishes Achiv Shaloha Yavo Olam, right? But if it's a lama, even 1 second, and the like. Now, one other halacha. Again, Mishnah Chizuk doesn't even talk about this, because this is like these are basic ideas that we don't even, before we even get to Mishnah Chizuk. Let me just mention another halacha. One very important yisayid of the Mitzvah of Hebrew is everything is determined as of the time of the husband's death. So for example, as I indicated, if the mother gives birth to a child after the husband dies, there's no yibam, etc. But the same thing is true with children. Let's say a woman had children from her husband. And by the way, it doesn't have to be her children, by the way. It's important to understand this. If the husband has children, there is no yibam, even if the children are not from his wife. The husband may have children from another marriage, another wife. If the husband has children, this woman does not need yibam. Okay? They do not have to be her children at all. So let's say she had children when the husband died. Right? So at that moment, the halacha says she's allowed to marry. Then the children die. Does she become a yibama because the children die later? The answer is no. There is a principle that once she is muteres lashuk, the halacha is she does not become naseres lashuk when the children die. Now, what's the makar of that halacha? So it's very interesting. The Marn Yavamis gives a very interesting makar, a makar that we don't use that much. And it quotes the pasuk, Jerachaha darchei nayam v'chol nesivai sahashom. Like the Torah has to be a way of pleasantness, and all of its pathways are shalom. Now, normally, Chazal don't use that pasuk for too many things. Otherwise, you know, it's like a Reformed philosophy. Oh, you know, it's okay to drive on Shabbos because the Torah should be easy and not hard. What are you going to say? But occasionally, as part of Torah Shabbat Peh, Chazal use what you call the Darchei Nayam principle to say the following. It wouldn't be shayach to say a woman becomes the yavama based on kids marrying later, because if you took that to the extreme, what if she actually married somebody? And then her children died. Are we going to say that now she has to get divorced? That's not darchei nayam. It's not darchei nayam for the Torah to say a marriage that was mutter at the time is mechuyev in gershon. Now, the emes is, the Gemara's svara is not iron tight here, because I could say like this. I understand that it wouldn't be Narchi Nayam to say she becomes the Yavama after she gets married. But let's say after her husband dies, before she gets married to children. In other words, one doesn't lead to the other conclusion, but apparently Chazal say that it's an either or. Either you define it based on Bas Misa, or you define it whenever she loses kids. And since if you looked at it whenever she loses kids, there could be a Tetsa that would be a violation of Darshan Noam, so the only other alternative would be Das Misa. Now, the Mechner Chachma says a fascinating story, by the way. He uses this to defend for something. You know, we read in Parshas Bereishis, the first mitzvah of the Torah is the mitzvah of Pru or Vu. It's a mitzvah to have children. So what does the Mishnah say in Yimamas? The Mishnah says in Yimamas that Pru or Vu is only a chiyuv on the man, it's not a chiyuv on the woman. Now, obviously, a man needs a woman, but the pshat is the man has to find a woman who wants to have children. But mitzad the chiyuv, a woman doesn't have a chiyuv, a pru or vu. Taisus and Chagiga, Rav Basra says, she may have a lesser chiyuv, midivrei hanaviim, called loisayu bara'a l'sheves yitzara. Hashem didn't create the world to be empty, he created the world to be inhabited, the zinu of l'sheves. And in fact, after you have two kids, even the man's chiyuv is based on l'sheves. After you have a boy and a girl. It's not based on who and stuff. That's why you'll find in halacha that there are certain kulas. Again, I'm not saying they're general kulas, but there are certain kulas for contraception that you can have after you have a ben ubas that you can't have before, because we treat l'sheves as more makil than pru or vu. But what is the drasha that women are pturis from pru or vu? Because the Torah says pru or vu umilu es ha'aretz v'kivshua, conquer it. So the Mishnah says darkai shel ish lichpash, conquest is a thing men do. Conquest is not the activity of women, and since having children is called a form of kibush, women are pacha. This is what the Mishnah says. But neither the Mishnah nor the Torah give a swara for this. What is the swara that women should be paturis? So there are different halachos. Some people say that, well, women don't need a chiyuv because a woman's maternal urge is strong enough, especially because there's a biological clock that she runs out of time, that the SM she'll want to do it. She doesn't need a tzivoy. That's one swara. Others say an opposite swara, that since pregnancy is life-threatening, it's sakana, so the Torah is not going to be machayev a person to do a mitzvah that involves sakana. The Torah will tell a man, find a person who's willing to be machdas themselves in sakana, but the Torah can't be machayev a person. But the Mechner Chachma gives another story, and he ties it into this idea of drecha drachinayim, that you see from the case of Yibam, that Chazal will never interpret a halacha to be machayev a gerushin when the marriage was beheder. So here's the thing. All of us know that in Torah, a man is allowed to have two wives, but a woman can only have one husband. That's the thing. So he said it like this. If you're matil v'chiyav on a man, and the man sees after X number of years, Chazal v'kaveh, 10 years, that he's not able to have children from the woman, and let's say it's the woman's medical problem or whatever, that's not going to be machayev. This is before Sazabi, before Chayev Rabbeinu Gershom. This is not going to be machayev the man to divorce his wife, because he has the option of taking another wife. But if you be matel the chiyev on the woman, if the woman has a chiyev of puri beribya, let's say she finds herself in a marriage where her husband cannot have children, the chiyuv mitzvah would be machayev her to get the husband to give her a get. Sub to Meshech Chachma, that would be a violation of Drecha HaTarchinoyim. The Torah would not be matzil the chiyuv on a person in an oifen that would compel them to break up the marriage. And therefore, by putting the mitzvah on the man, that would never be machayev a gershon if the woman can't have children, because he has the option of taking another wife. But to be matel the chiyuv on the woman would be machayev her to get a get, where he couldn't have children, because she doesn't have the option of marrying another man. So the same svara, the Gemara tells us, why by Yuvama we say that if the children die later, we're not going to be mightier from the husband that you married better, is the svara why we're not matzah l'chiyah v'piru rivya on the woman. Now, what's interesting is, of course, that b'zman hazeh, all of this reasoning doesn't work at all, because al secherim v'rabbeinu gershem, if a man wanted to be makayim piru rivya and his wife was unable to have children, the only option he has is gershem. And indeed, as Maritaka says, in a case where you don't marry another wife, he'd be mechuyev to be megarish. But nevertheless, I'll tell you that the mitzvah of the Ramah Paskins were not megarish, so it actually fits the halacha. The Ramah Paskins, that was minus half a person was married 10 years and didn't have children, are minagish, we are not kaifa, a gershem.
So it's kind of a rabbinic gershem. Is this the kind of against the pasuk? I'm sorry, I don't know.
Well, it would be if we would be kaifa a gershem, but since there are mothers we're not kaifa a gershem, it's not against our united. We consider him anonymous, and he's kaifa from the mitzvah. It's precisely that idea.
Why are we not calling the gershem?
I'm sorry, why we're not kaifa a gershem? No, we should be kaifa a gershem. In other words, if a man is married to a woman and the woman can't have children, logically, we should be kind to him to divorce his wife so he can marry Mima Kayim Pru or Pru. The Ramah says our minhag is we're not kaipa. He doesn't say for why, but the Ramah, the lesson of the Ramah is Shema lo yimsa hepis, meaning to say it's frankly a recognition that you can't just say, oh, I'll divorce this one and find another wife. Person has a wife. You don't just simply say, I'll get somebody else. So there's a recognition that you can't just come and tell people to leave their wives and get
married. Because it may not work out.
It might not work out, So there's a, which means. But then again, that's not so rachay from an union of Tarshi Nayim. That's the Torah says, the union of Shalom Bayis, and you're not for Shalom Bayis. Somebody told me the Baba Chabebi, who didn't, as you know, didn't have children. I don't know if it's true. It says every 10 years, he would give his wife a get and then remarry her again. You know, if he wanted to be Makayim the halacha literally. And you know, by the way, you know, of course, too, based on this parsha, that yeshivas chutz la'aretz is not eilam and aminyan. Meaning to say, if somebody was married 20 years and then comes to Eretz Yisrael, that starts the clock over again. That's why Avram did not take Hagar until he was 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, although he was married many years before that. Because the Zechus of Eretz Yisrael can give a person the bracha of children. So you don't assume it's a childless relationship until there's 10 years of Eretz Yisrael.
Isn't there a case where the brother is married to the guy's to his niece,
sure.
And then he dies, and then becomes the woman is mother, and then they find out that the niece was an eyewitness?
Yeah.
You have to get a...
There are cases like that. Well, you know, that's a good kasha, but there is a chiluk in the sense that although in real life you might not think it's a big difference, but if the pshat is we find out information later that tells me l'mafreya there was no marriage. In other words, the difference between the two cases is in the Gemara's case, when the woman married because she had children, the marriage was in fact a valid marriage, and even when the children die later, that doesn't change the fact that yesterday it was a valid tradition. If something was a valid tradition, it would be darkly known to say it has to be destroyed. Mashain? Well, maybe they matured it, but they matured it based on a mistake. I mean, I understand that in terms of human relations, that doesn't make a stark difference. But when I say loy no sulmak, one is a lamafreya take a problem, one is only a problem from right now. Okay? So this is the inyan of Drachat Archinayim. By the way, I heard Rebecca Kamenetsky telling you, there's a famous psak of the Makor Chaim, the Nesivas, Morar. It's a famous psak that if you're using horseradish for Morar, the Nesivas Paskins, you're not Yaitse with ground horseradish. I don't mean the horseradish in the bottle. That for sure you're not yaitzi with, because that's kavush, that's cooked, and that's pickled in vinegar. But I mean, let's say you take chareg, you take a horseradish root, and we grind it up before Yom Tov. And if you eat horseradish, that's what you eat. So that, and that's pretty hard too. That's pretty, because I used to that. But the Nesiba's time is it has to be whole pieces. Because he says that if it's the Shtana, the Bracha wouldn't even be Hadama anymore, etc., because you grind it up. It may not be Hadama to begin with, okay, but he says, Kishem, that for any fruit or vegetable, it would be Nishtana the Bracha, that means also it's Nishtana the Ksura, and it's not considered Maror. Yeah. But some people tie on the Nesivas that that's Kemat Sakana, it's not just a Sisra. Yeah, to eat a big piece of horseradish, try it, Don't try it, it's not good. But Rav Yaakov Tainet, he says, for sure it's not Yerachah Darchinayim. For sure it's not Shaykh Yerachah Darchinayim. That's one of the... And the Gemara in Sukkah uses it, by Priyates Hadar. The Gemara in Sukkah uses it. So how do you know it's an Esrog? So it mentions maybe other possibilities. So one of the possibilities it had was a very beautiful fruit that grew on a thorny bush. A thorny bush. And the Gemara says, for the Torah to be mechayev you to take something that has thorns that are going to prick at your skin, Terachah Tarachinayim. So Chazal are mishtamish with Terachah Tarachinayim as a yisayin in halacha. Sometimes.
How far does it go?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, that's a kind of a different shaila because we know the shir is kazayas. We know that. And then you have a machlekas what a kazayas is. So you want a taina, any shir kazayas that would be so difficult to eat by definition can't be the right shear because the Torah would not be Machiah's right? It's shy. You have to be careful. It's hard to know. I don't have a Mahalach exactly how often you can use this because, again, theoretically you can use it for everything. Drive on Shabbos or whatever. You're not gonna matra Malachas because something is hard.
And maybe that once you know the Halacha, then you can do that as explanation, but you can't use it to
It could be. That might be a swara, meaning to say, we know there's a shir kazayas, but then we have a machlekes. We have to figure out what that shir is, so I can't use darchei nayam to say, the kazayas is smaller or bigger.
Because you mean that the Rubens put from the Magiva, we don't necessarily know if the children that have Rubens.
So we start off not knowing, and then Chazal or Koveya in Swara, Darchinayim, what the halacha is. That's what you're doing. Yeah. They're not changing the halacha based on Darchinayim. They don't know. We have a suffix in halacha. What's the din if the children die later? So there are two possibilities. So Darchinayim is a machriya. So you're saying by Kazai, I'm saying if I have two shitas, okay, but the problem is that, the problem is that those who hold a bigger shear don't have a suffix. They basically are machriya, that's a big shear. So at that point, you can't use darchinayim to eat less than a Kazai. Okay, all right. So now, Archie, this kind of brings us up to the. Up to what Menachem begins to talk about. And here, he talks a lot about, and it's very interesting, and I was very amazed, I hadn't seen it for a long time, that Kemat, his whole discussion of Yibam and Chalitza, is about Chasi Eved Chasi Ben Chayru. Now you might say, that's so rare, but you'll see there's some very, very interesting and important Yesaitas here. And before we get into Yibam specific, I'm going to give you some general knowledge about the Metzias of Chasi Eved Chasi Ben Chayru. This is going to be very useful to you, because in HaShaleach itself, there are sugyas of Chasi Eved Chasi Ben Chayru. That is, first of all, what is the Metzias of Chasi Ben Chayru? So we're not talking about an Eved Ivri. By an Eved Ivri, there's no such thing. An Eved Ivri, theoretically, he could be a Chasi Eved Chasi Ben Chayru, but since an Eved Ivri is a regular Jew, there's really no Nafkamina in his status. Right? So Chasi Eved Chasi Ben Chayru starts off as an Eved Kanaimi. He's a non-Jewish Eved. He's owned by two shutfim. One shutf is Meshacharim. The other shutf is not Meshacharim. So he's a Chatsi Eved Chatsi Ben Chayrin. As a Chatsi Ben Chayrin, he is a 100% Jewish male, Chayav and Tfilin. As a chatzi yevet, he's mechayiv in the mitzvahs, like an eved kenani, who's mechayiv to each, right? So it's a chatzi yevet, chatzi ben chayiv. Now the same thing, chatzi shitcha, chatzi bas chayiv. Now what's interesting is, l'gabe mitzvahs, chatzi shitcha, chatzi bas chayiv has the same mitzvahs as any other Jewish woman, because even if she was kulo shitcha, she was chayiv in mitzvahs kishin. In other words, mitzvahs don't really change, etc. Okay. So the initial creation of a chatzi chatzi is shnei shutvin, and one is meshach. Now, what is the halacha of a chatzi eved or a chatzi shivcha ben chayrin? So there are two halachas that the Mishnah records. Halacha number one is in terms of mamonis. In other words, mashakan eved kana rabbi. How does that work by a chatzi chatzi? So the Mishnah says, oved es atzmai yaymecha. So the way it works is, the Eved, the economic arrangement that Chazal structured is one day for the Eved, one master. So this is what Beis Shammai says. Beis Hillel says, Oved es atzma yaymecha, v'yes rabba yaymecha. So then the Mishnah says, Amru lehem Beis Shammai then says, Kikantem es rabbi. You've done a wonderful thing for the Rav. The Rav will get 50% of the Eved's earnings. Although the Maisa, it's not 50%, because it depends. You know, the Eved, you know, it's not the best arrangement, because this is not necessarily a 50-50 split. What if the Eved, like, works extra hard on his days? He works less on the master's days. By doing it alternative days instead of 50% of everything, you know, the master might get cheated. Who knows? But the Shammai's problem is, you haven't resolved the issue of pruvu. Why is there a problem with pruvu? Let's first talk about the man. If the man is a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, because he's a ben chayrin, he's mechuyev in pruvu. But there's nobody he can marry. He can't marry a bas chayrin because he's a chatzi eved. An eved is not allowed to marry a bas chayrin. He can't marry a shivcha because he's a chatzi ben chayrin. The Taisus has the kasha, even if he could marry a shivcha, that wouldn't help, because the vlad you have from a shivcha, you're not makayim for a book. Okay, that's a kasha, but he can't marry a shivcha. And I would just add, he can't marry a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chayrin, because once again, the tzad chayrus cannot be connected to the tzad avdus, and the tzad avdus cannot be connected to the tzad chayrus. Eibazai, he's going to be mavato for a book. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, by a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, we're kaipin the rab to be mashacher, kaipin, and the eved must give the rab an IOU, a star, al chatzi damo. Meaning to say, we don't force the master to give up the eved for nothing, but the eved gets credit. The eved writes a star chayv, or Adam signed a star chayv, where the eved's market value is, whatever it is, $20,000, so half of his value is $10,000, so he promises to pay $10,000. Now this is Beis Shammai, and the Mishnah says, Chazru Beis Hillel Lahayreis Kedivrei Beis Shammai. That Beis Hillel was Chazer, the Pasim like Beis Shammai, and that is the halacha, that by a Chatzi Yevet Chatzi Ben Chayrin, we're Kaifa the Rab to be Meshacher, so that the Chatzi Yevet could be Mekayim, the Mitzvah period where we're now. The Mishnah itself is talking about a man that is a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. What is the halacha of a woman that's a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chayrin? So here, the Mishnah doesn't say it, but the Gemara in HaShaleach tells us a different nekuda. True or who is not going to be a problem here, because a woman is not mechuyevet in period of yet. But there's a different problem, that since such a woman cannot get married to anybody, there is a fear that people will be, you know, people who are not moral, will be nayeg ba minhag hefker. She can never have the protection of a husband. So people might rape her or whatever it be. So b'chihai gavna, the bottom line is the same. In fact, this could even be like the Mishnah Rishayna. Even Beis Hillel, who said, we were not kaipa the master to be mashachar the chasi eved, would be maida, we are kaipa the master to be Meshachar the Chatzi Shivcha, because you have another problem of Minot Hefger Nagar. Okay.
Yeah. I say the problem was because
Although it's interesting, I mean, Texas has an Arichas, because on one hand he says Puru Ru, but then he quotes the Pasuk, Vaynivra ha'aylam ele b'shvil piri rivya shenemar vaysayu bara'a v'shemes yitzara. So the simple meaning of the Mishnah, the Tosfos has a few different halachim, is that vaysayu bara is not being cited as the mitzvah. It's being cited as a raya of the chashivas of the mitzvah puruvu. Like that Hashem did not create the world to be empty, He created the world to be l'shemes. Okay. So that's the first thing to know, that how do you create a Chatzi Ben Chayren, and the second thing to know is the Mishnah Rishayna, the Mishnah Achrayna, and the third thing to know is the difference in reason, why we're Kaiva the master by an Eved, which is Al Puruvu, and why we're Kaiva the master by a Shivcha, which is because of Minuk Hefker Nagu. Okay. Second circumstance to keep in mind, and this is going to be an asymmetry, meaning to say this is a very, very important site. That there is a difference in the kayach of a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin and a chatzi shibcha chatzi bas chayrin. That is good. If a woman is a chatzi shibcha chatzi bas chayrin, a Yisrael is not allowed to live with her because she's a chatzi shibcha. But what if a Yisrael is makadesh a chatzi shibcha chatzi bas chayrin? He's not allowed to live with her. It's true, but he's makadesh. Is it a valid kedusha? If a Yisrael is Makadesh, Chatzi Shibcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin. Now keep in mind, just remember the basic halacha. If he would be Makadesh Shibcha, Kedushin is not Chal at all. If you're Makadesh Shibcha Kedainis, that's like a guy, even though she's Chayiv and Mitzvah, Kedushin is not Chal. But here we have a Chatzi Shibcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin. So here, La Halacha, we paskin this way. We actually paskin the Kedushin is Chal, but it's not a Kedushin Gemurin. And in fact, that is the parsha of Shivcha Charufa. What is Shivcha Charufa? Shivcha Charufa is, the Mishnah describes it as a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Chayim that is Mekudeshes by an Eved Ivri. Now, what does the Torah say by a Shivcha Charufa? If a Shivcha Charufa is Mezana, I don't treat it like an Ashes Ish, for which there's a Chiyuv Nisa. But it is a type of Kedushin. So what's the halacha? The woman gets Malkus, and the man, even Bemezin, is Mechuyev in Asham. That's called an Asham. Shivcha Charufa, and that's one of the averas that you bring a korban on Mezid Kishoyge. Now, here's the question to ask yourself. What is the chiddush of Shivcha Charufa? What would I have said on this case had the Torah not created the parsha of Shivcha Charufa? So, this is a machlokes rishon. In other words, what is the Torah telling me I don't say? So there are two possible ways of learning what is the chiddush of Shivcha Charufa. One way of learning is, I might have thought, Bibal, she's a chatzi bas chayrin, she's an eishes ish gemura, and there would even be a chi of misa. Kamash malan, I don't treat it like a full eishes, and there's only a chi of korban and a chi of malchus. Meaning the havamina would have been, it's an Ishas Kimura, at least on the Chatzi Bas Chayrin. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is Pumfakert. I might have thought, Vibal, she's a Chatzi Shibcha. Kedushin is not Chal at all, because it's like a person who says to a woman, I'm only Makadish half of you. It's not a good Kedushin. The Chiddush of the Torah is, it's enough of an Ishas that you're Chai of Malgus Mekorban. Again, I'm not saying there's any nakamina. In other words, because the bottom line is, you're not chayav misa. The woman gets malchus, and the man that's mezana is a chayav korban. But we're just asking, what would I have thought? Now,
if the Yisrael and
in other words, if after the Eved is married, no, because it is an Eved. I mean, the Torah says, well, my sits in Ishas, so nobody else can marry her, but it wouldn't be a Chiyuv Nisa. Now,
and could she marry kiddushin would be chal for Eved and for regular Yisrael?
So that's the question. That's the question. So the question becomes this. The actual case of Shifuch HaRufa is an Eved Ivri is Mekadesh Shechatzi Shifuch Chatzi Batzcheret. Now the truth of the matter is, an Eved Ivri is allowed to live with a Chatzi Shifuch Chatzi Batzcheret, because an Eved Ivri can live with a Shifuch Kenainus, at least if the master authorized. So in this case, even though there's only a Kedushin with the Tzadcheret, but there is a Hedrabiyah. The question would be, what would the halacha be if instead of an Eved Ivri being Makadesh, Chatzi Shifuch Chatzi Batzcheret, what would be if it's a regular Yisrael that's Makadesh? Now this is a little worse, because the Yisrael is not allowed to live with her because she's a Chatzi Eved. So even though in Svora one could have, might have said that the whole Parsha of Shifuch HaRufa should not apply to Yisrael being Makadesh, and then we would say there's no issues at all. But Lamaisa, we paskin not that way. Lamaisa, the Rambam paskins that the case of Eved Ivri is lavdavka, and the Parsha of Shifcha Charufa applies whenever a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Batzcheret is Mekudesh. It's like the Torah is saying, there is what we call an Ishus, but it's a weaker type of Ishus. It's a weaker type of Ishus for which the punishment is only Malkus and Korban. It is not a Chiyuv Misa. And this is Lav Dafka. All I have to say is, I have to see what the marker of this is, because for me it's a big kiddit. If you learn the Sugya of Shifcha Charufa, which is Maseches Krisus, there is no Mashmos at all from the Gemara that the Parsha of Shifcha Charufa would be applied if a Yisrael is Mekadesh. And yet, Halacha we paskin that even when the Kedushin is Biaveira, there still would be the Parsha of Shifcha Charufa. So, if that's so, I'll try to see what the marker of that is. I don't remember what the marker is.
And the Yisrael and the Shifcha were both the Korban.
Yes. No. The Korban. Still Korban and Malkus.
Still Korban and Malkus?
Yeah, Korban and Malkus, identical. Yeah. Not the Yisrael that marries her. If she's Mazana. Yeah, Mazana. Yeah. So basically, it turns out that any kedushin of a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Batzcheret is the parsha of Shifcha Charufa. That's what it was. So it is a valid kedushin, but it's a gzeiras hakasav. There's no misa. There's only a korban on his part, even b'mezid, and there's a malchus on her part. Now, the other way, the asymmetry. We'll have to stop here. The asymmetry is, if a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Makadish and Isha, the Gemara has a Baya Deloy Ipshita, whether it's a Kedushin or not. Meaning it's not Shifcha HaRufa, it's either regular Rashus Ish or it's zero. Okay, so we'll discuss that. So that's an important idea, that we treat Shifcha Kedushin totally different. Right. And it's a Dover Pashut that Mimanish does, like both Sadhim of the Gemara. Shifcha HaRufa does not apply to the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. It's either Kedushin, 100%, or it's zero.
Can Eved marry? And a male Eved marry a female Eved?
No. They're allowed to live together.
But there's no condition.
It's not condition. There's no condition.
So that agree with this?
Eved and Shifcha, there's no condition.
Is this condition or condition or not? As they show it's condition, but as Eved, it's not condition at all.
But the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, theoretically might be able to be Makadesh and
Basi.
That's
true. So for sure, Shifcha can't.
For sure.
For sure.